Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after his brother passed away, the paranormal activity really ramped up. Was it his brother, though? Or was it just a coincidence?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything with no ads, then check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or Patreon.com or even ghostpodcast.com. Lots of places to get in on all of that. It is Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, you know, not too much there, Tony. How's it going with you? Well, let's just say you had a much more exciting weekend than I did.
I did. I drove from here in Northwest Arkansas to Dallas, and then just went to the In-N-Out Burger, turned around, and came right back. That's all we did.
How was that In-N-Out Burger?
Very overrated. Very, very overrated.
Did you see anybody else while you were there?
I saw some homeless people. No, that was about it. That was the whole weekend.
How fun.
That was it. Just got the In-N-Out and turned around. The thing is, there's people I know that have actually done things like that. I went and saw Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at the AT&T Stadium, which is where the Cowboys play, the big giant stadium there. And it was great. It was really amazing how they're able to bring back artists that have already passed on and put them on stage.
No,
I'm kidding. No, but for
somebody right then was like, oh shit, what happened to that?
No, but for being 74 and 75, these people put on a better show than most of the 20 some year olds that you see,
which I still can't get over. They are that old.
I know, but my God, they're on my list.
They can still do that
on my bucket list to see, you know, quite frankly, before they're gone. Not trying to be morbid or anything, but hey, everybody gets up there in age at some point, or they retire. And just quite amazing to see the two of them. And it's been a really interesting couple of weeks. I've seen a lot of shows. Saw Babyface the week before and David Foster the week before. So it's pretty much the writers of all the songs on my playlist. And then I saw those two, and it was the concerts all seemed to go back to back. I don't go to shows every week, but it was neat. It was very, very cool.
I'm jealous because I'm not a Billy Joel fan, but I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan, mm-hmm. and that would have been amazing. Yeah. I just sat through Billy Joel to see.
It was,
I guess, I could have left after Stevie Nicks was done.
No, totally worth it. I mean, it's like just for who, you know, my God, the amount of hits that, you know, came out of those folks and just iconic songs. It was cool. So, and yeah.
It's amazing that they can sell out or almost sell out a stadium that large.
It is. It was quite a large venue. I think probably one of the biggest I've been into. And honestly, there's such the hype of the place of like how big it is and the screen. It's big. And I'll tell you what, that screen in over the middle of the field, huge. I can see why they have problems. I don't think it was the best idea for a football field, because I can see why the ball hits it sometimes because it's lower than you think.
Oh,
it was big. And I think the screen actually makes the arena feel smaller than it is, quite honestly. It's weird because it's so damn big. It kind of changes the perspective of the size of the building you're in because the screen is so darn big. Because I was like, it just feels like I was expecting it to be larger in here. And I've been in many football stadiums before and they actually feel larger, but they also don't have a jumbotron screen that literally takes the length of the field up hanging from the ceiling. So it does some weird things perspective wise, but it was a very, very cool, cool place. Very different.
That's cool.
Didn't see any ghosts. Didn't do any ghost hunting. Didn't talk about ghosts. Didn't look at ghosts. Just had one in the hotel room. that would wake me up every 3 minutes, tapping on me. And then I would hear weird discombobulated voices. And then I discovered that there had been a fire in the hotel at one time, which 74 people had perished. And then the blankets flew off once or twice in the night. And then housekeeping would come at three, but it was the ghost housekeepers who had passed away they passed away not in the fire, but in the accident with the goats in 72.
Oh, that, of course, the infamous goat accident.
There was a pack of goats that got into the hotel, killed all the housekeepers, and now their spirits roam the halls. So that, I'm not aware of any.
I was like, oh, he's so full of shit. Until you said that fire thing, I'm like, really?
No, that's Las Vegas.
This is true.
That's Las Vegas. That's where I'm going this week. That's the MGM Grand. Although now it's it's not the MGM. The MGM where the MGM is now is not where the fire took place. I think Bally's is the original MGM. And that building still stands. And they refurbished it. You can stay at it. But several people died in that one in a fire in the 80s, I believe.
That will be a fun trip to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I mean, not fun for those people who perished, but...
No, I'm going to take the family into Bally's, and we're going to walk around and say, here's the floor where everyone died, and it's going to be a weird trip. And then we're going to go back...
How many people died in that fire?
MGM...
I gotta look that up.
It was quite a few. It was a horrible one. 1980 is when it took place. Yeah. 85 people. And you can still stay in that tower.
Wow.
Yeah.
85 people. It began with a refrigerated pastry display.
Yeah, it was a little restaurant. It was a pastry display thing in the restaurant, and then it spread. It's not the current MGM building. It is now Bally's.
Wow.
And that you can stay in, which I think we've had ghost stories from there before, actually. I want to say we have.
Kathy and I talked about one recently in Las Vegas at the, all of a sudden I went blank, the one that looks like a pyramid.
Oh, at the Luxor.
Yes. And so super haunted story. And so we looked it up, and apparently there's all kinds of reportings of hauntings.
I've had stories from there with the Titanic exhibit. I don't know if they still have that there, but they had a Titanic exhibit in there for many, many years. And I remember like 10 years ago on the show, there was some stories of things happening around that exhibit.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Not surprised about that.
Oh, anyway, 855-853-4802. Is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go over to our caller of the day. Hi.
This is John from Rhode Island. First of all, just want to say you guys are wonderful. Been listening for at least a year, I want to say. Love all the stories. Back in July 2011, I lost my brother to a heart attack. I want to start off by saying that after that happened, I experienced a few things that I can't explain, to say the least. The night, when my brother passed away, I'm actually not really clear as to what time of the day he passed away, but my mother was the one who actually found my brother dead in his bedroom. That night I was at my mother's house, and I was using the bathroom, and the door opened. And now this is a door that actually latches, so it was one of the situations where it opened and I couldn't explain as to why or how. Now I had obviously grew up in this house, and this had never happened before. But okay, that was just the beginning of the experiences that I had after he passed away. After he passed away, he had a Lincoln Town Car. 99 Lincoln Town Car. At the time when he passed away, I had a Toyota Camry, 1992. My mother didn't have a car at the time, so she thought that maybe I should give her my Toyota Camry and I should keep my brother's car. I agreed. You know, it was a nicer car, but also it was something that I can hold on to in remembrance of my brother. One night when I was out with Mike, we were, you know, out, just had finished, you know, coming from the club. I was driving. I was probably going about 35 miles per hour. And as I was driving, I heard the door behind me. So the driver's side passenger rear door behind me opened and closed as I was driving. Now, a lot of people will probably explain this away as to saying, well, it's something that's, that could possibly happen, you know. But I know that it isn't, because I actually, after this happened, I pulled over, freaked out a bit, of course, and I opened my door as I drove. I drove up to 40 miles per hour with my door open. Of course, I had the seatbelt on, but it was just an experiment because I wanted to see if it's possible for this door to close on its own. I mean, not, you know, obviously it opened and closed, but I mean, I was trying to debunk this and not say, well, it's something paranormal. Well, I can tell you that a 40 miles per hour with my door would not close. I mean, if you know a 1999 Lincoln Town Car, I mean, these were heavy steel cars. So needless to say, you know, I got home and I was with my cousin, and you know, he's a skeptic, but at that point in time, he was definitely a believer. I gotta say, you know, he was like, well, you know, that's crazy. I don't know what was that. And I agreed. I said, you know, I don't know what was that, but I had an idea that it was probably my brother. So when I got home, I sat in the car and I said, you know what, brother, you know, miss you, man, you know, and, just wanted to let you know I'm okay. And, you know, I said certain, well, something along those lines. And I went upstairs. I went into my bedroom, trying to get some sleep, but I kept hearing footsteps in front of my door. So I kept opening the door, and I'm like, you know, every time I opened the door, obviously nothing was there, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on. At the time, one of my cousins lived in the living room. My bedroom was actually the nearest bedroom to the living room. So from the living room, you can see the bedroom door. So I would step out and, you know, I would ask my cousin, I'm like, did you just hear that? And he said, no. I'm like, all right. So I go back, try to get some sleep, and it would happen all over again. So this happened throughout the whole night. Needless to say, I got no sleep. I think that was probably my brother visiting me. Other things happened after he passed away. There was a time when I was looking at the TV, which was a TV that he used to own while he was alive, and I'd seen his face in the exterior of the screen, where the, well, basically where the black panels would be. So right next to the screen, but just enough where it's kind of shiny, where you can kind of like see a reflection there. I saw his face, and I looked back into the closet, and I looked back to the TV, and I didn't see the face anymore. But that's just a little bit. I mean, I've experienced a lot more throughout my life. I wouldn't call myself sensitive or anything like that. I can definitely pick up bad vibes and good vibes when I'm in places I know that there's something that I can't explain. Is the way that, you know, because of the way that I'm feeling. But another time I had somebody sit on my bed while I was sleeping. Obviously, I turned around, nothing was there. But that's just really the beginning. I mean, I've experienced a lot throughout my life. I mean, I really have. I mean, this goes back to, you know, way back. But I won't take any more of your time. My name is John from Rhode Island. Again, you guys are great. Again, I'm forever grateful for your show, and continue doing what you guys do. You guys are awesome, and love you guys, and take care, and hope you have a great day or great evening or great afternoon. You take care now.
thank you for sharing that experience with us, or experiences with us. Thoughts on that?
I think that he is a sensitive, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of by definition, because he's like, I pick up on these vibes, these good vibes. I pick up on bad things. So I definitely think he has some, he is somewhat sensitive. But it is weird that he would lose his brother and then those things would start happening. Mm-hmm. It kind of, to me, does seem connected to his brother.
I think that might be one of those cases where it actually is. That's rare. But I just think it might be.
I would think, you know, maybe his brother just wants him to know that he's still around. Or maybe, too, I think that sometimes, you know, if you pass suddenly, like his brother would have passed suddenly. Mm. I'm going to guess it was pretty sudden and unexpected.
Yeah.
The heart attack sounds like it might have been immediate. But do you think there's some confusion sometimes? Like they don't know that they're dead, maybe, and they're still trying to communicate with you? I mean, that makes some sense to me, and that could have been what he was doing.
I think anything's a possibility with what we talk about on this show.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
All kinds of possibilities.
Could be a possibility.
Thank you. But you know what? Yeah. If it gives you some peace, too, if thinking that was your brother gives you some peace, I'm all for that.
I agree. If it gives you peace, maybe some closure, that's a good thing. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. If you want access to all of our episodes, ad-free bonus episodes, you can binge away. Everything is there. 10 years of shows. It's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. You can check it out. Ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel right there. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.